The latest car sale figures have come out, and in terms of new car sales, July was a steady-as-she-goes month. The flat sales figures reflect real-world conditions in supply chains, parts production, and shipping issues. The trend for SUVs continues, with some 53% of new car sales now falling into that category. Further 24% are light commercial vehicles, and passenger cars are well and truly lagging. Out of the top 10 selling vehicles, 4 were utes and the Hilux taking top spot. 5 were SUVs, and the one remaining passenger car was the Corolla. Despite all the hype about electric cars, petrol cars are still the dominant sales fuel, followed by diesel. Electric cars and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles are about even together, representing some 1.5% of total sales for July. Hybrid cars fare better, with some 8.5% of sales in July. Toyota retains top spot with more than twice as many sales as number 2 Mazda. Mitsubishi, Kia and Hyundai make up the top 5, with Ford, MG, Isuzu, Ute, Subaru and Nissan the top 10. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Right now's a great time to check out anyauto.com.au. There's fresh details on the 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500, a video review of the 2.3-litre Ford Mustang convertible. The guys put the new Subaru WRX through its paces, read about the top 10 fastest electric sports cars on the market, and something a little more for the family, a review of the Toyota Kluger GX Hybrid. All that, so much more, right now, anyauto.com.au.